It's a new era for Rolling Stone magazine. The 35-year-old journal of the counterculture has a new managing editor. The man taking over is Ed Needham, formerly editor-in-chief of FHM, For Him magazine. In addition to its chronicling of the music industry, Rolling Stone is well known for long-form journalism by writers like Hunter S. Thompson and Tom Wolfe. But the new editor has other plans for the magazine. Eric Alterman is a media columnist for The Nation and used to cover politics for Rolling Stone. He joins us from New York City to talk about this trend. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rolling Stone publisher Jan Wenner says he wants shorter stories and more news in Rolling Stone. Is that what he's going to get with Ed Needham?
I suppose he's going to get it because Jan tends to get what he wants. But I'm not surprised that that's what he wants. The culture's been going this way for a long time. I remember it was been about 20 years ago since Harper's remade itself under Lewis Lapham and created the Harper's Index. And Lewis was saying at the time that everything's just moving a lot faster than it used to and people don't have time. And he was right back then. And so people have less time to read. They have less time to do everything, basically, and they have a lot more choice. So I suppose Jan's been fighting a losing battle and he's throwing in the towel.
Are you familiar with FHM magazine?
You know, I look at all, I get all these magazines for free, and I look at all of the Maxim stuff, Gear, FHM, and I can't really tell the difference.
Uh-huh. So, how would you describe those magazines?
Well, they're actually fun to read. They're cleverly written, but they're aimed at a sort of 12-year-old. They're aimed at the people that used to read Mad Magazine and National Lampoon. They're not about journalism. There's almost no journalism in these magazines. So I find this appointment to some degree worrisome.
Is that what we're going to get in the new Rolling Stone, do you think?
No, you're not going to get, you're going to be moving in that direction. You're not going to get that, because if you got that, you would alienate the readership of Rolling Stone, which has come to expect a certain product, and that product will be tweaked or it will be transitioned over time. It's not going to be destroyed.
Does Rolling Stone need a makeover?
Well, if you want to make money publishing Rolling Stone, it needs a makeover. The kinds of pieces that journalists love to write and other journalists admire are not the kinds of pieces that advertisers like, and they're not the kinds of pieces that a young audience generally wants to read. Every once in a while you hit pay dirt and you get a terrific one of these, but more often than not they're mostly ignored by the readership.
Sort of like the long form articles in Playboy. Did they serve the same purpose in Rolling Stone?
Right, but Rolling Stone was actually better than Playboy at that. Rolling Stone was one of the few places you could publish really great journalism at incredible length. Most of the magazine was aimed at its teenage audience, but still, some of the best journalism over the past 10 years has appeared in Rolling Stone. A lot of the stuff that went into this fantastic book, Fast Food Nation, was in Rolling Stone. There were stories about the military-industrial complex in Rolling Stone that would never have appeared anywhere else. Those days, I'm afraid, are over. That's, to me, what's sad about this.
How do you buck this trend in the magazine industry?
The way I would buck it is by charging a lot of money for my magazine. I would say to my readers, you're going to support this form of journalism because advertisers won't do it, and see if that's possible. I do think, actually, the New Yorker could do that. I think they could probably charge double what they're charging now. But that's not Rolling Stone's core audience. Like I said, this was always sort of an icing on the cake, the great journalism that Rolling Stone supported for the past 20 years or so. In its early days, it meant a great deal to its audience. It had a more sophisticated audience, and it had an audience that had more time on its hand.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Eric Alterman is a media columnist for The Nation and writes the Altercation website for MSNBC. He joined us from our studios in New York City to talk about the makeover of Rolling Stone.